Tony Esposito is with us, the great Tony O.
Thank you.
And you know what I wanted to ask you about? A lot of young kids coming in tonight, right?
Yes.
You got a bunch of kids, the first time they're going to be in an NHL game wearing an NHL jersey or sweater. What was yours, and what's your memory of it?
Well, I know that these kids have to be very nervous and excited, I guess. That's probably part of it. But they feel intimidated as they're going into this game.
Yeah.
I hope that they start off. We start off well and get a lead, and then the pressure's off them a little bit.
Did you, when you were starting out, did you have that feeling too? Were you?
Well, I didn't want to give up a couple of bad goals.
Yeah.
I would have been hooked right away, so I didn't want that to happen.
How'd you do your first game?
My first game was a 2-2 tie. I was playing for Montreal Canadiens against Boston Bruins in Boston.
Yeah.
And my brother scored both goals against me.
See, now I was just going to ask you that.
What?
Wow. Oh.
My mother wouldn't talk to him for 2 weeks.
That right. How dare he?
That's not right.
I'll bet you, though, he probably did that a few times on the pond and back of the house, too, right? Was that over the years?
You know, I said, well, welcome to the NHL. There's no mercy. You're the enemy.
You got that right.
It's true.
Oh. Did you ever forgive him for that? Did you?
Sure, I did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Going into Boston, they had the better team, and we managed to eke out a 2-2 tie. So I thought, you know, I was worried about getting blown out like 6-7-2 or something.
Hey, Tony, a lot was made about the Blackhawks offseason. They had a little more free time this year compared to past years, getting bounced in the first round of the playoffs. How did you spend your offseasons during your playing career?
Well, you hate to go out the way we did. We wanted to go a lot farther, but when you get the season over with, first of all, you take that first couple of weeks and you sort of get rid of the wounds and the pains and aches. And then what did I basically do? I used to work out a lot, and I still do, but I worked out a lot and had the summers, you know, with family and all that kind of stuff. Go back to the Sault Ste. Marie and visit my family a little bit and those kind of things. But I also ran hockey schools with my brother Phil, so I was busy all the time.
Do you think it'll be beneficial for this team having a little extra time this offseason to gather their thoughts, to rest up for the regular season?
Well, I think it's good. It's a lot better physically and also mentally because, you know, our guys were a little bit burned out from over the years now doing all that. And it's a little bit of a wake-up call to say, hey, we don't like to go out early like that. And,
right.
And it's too long of a summer.
Yeah, right. It puts in mind mm-hmm. what the fun that the championships, the parades, and all those kinds of things,
sure.
and the glory of it. And it is interesting because John McDonough was talking about this, and other Hawks people that we've talked to over the last couple of weeks leading up to this, about this young core coming in. Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane are very happy to see these young kids coming in, because this is the next half-step hockey generation coming in under them, that they're, you know, they're going to learn at their skates, right, at their feet, and are you know, going to hopefully take this, the you know, continue on with the great tradition of this franchise and take them back to that level.
Well, if we can bring in a couple of new faces every year, that's what we want to do. You don't want to get stagnant and just go
right.
with the same guys every year, because that's not improving. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to do now is we have five guys probably in the lineup, or five or six, but five rookies.
Right.
And if two or three of those work out, we're in great shape.
So second-year guys like Artemi Panarin, who had this just, and again, he's not really second year to playing this level of organized hockey because he came out of the KHL, but yeah, second year in the NHL. Is it harder in your second year? A lot of guys go through that sophomore slump.
Well, what happens is I think he's the real deal. He's a good skater. He's tough, great shot. So I don't foresee him having any problems. Some people have problems. How many times have you seen this guy come up and he had a great year and then he sort of disappears?
Right.
But sure. He's not that kind of a player. He's got all the skills, and he changes his game up a lot with his moves. And you can't defend that because he's too creative.
Well, and the guy he skates with, Patrick Kane, you think he can top the year he had last year?
Well, I'd just be happy if he does the same thing over again.
And Panarin, too. Right. So they're back to play this, the team that took him out of it, right? How do these two teams stack up this year, given the players they each have?
Well, St. Louis, to me, they lost three players that were pretty key players for them. And we had to sacrifice a couple of, especially one guy, you know, Shaw. But it was a money issue, and, you know, you got $5 million to go to Montreal. You know, I don't blame the kid.
Right.
So that was the only thing. If we got a guy that can fill in for him and maybe a couple of those rookies come up, we'll be in great shape.
You know, and that's the thing. A guy like Shaw is not only as a fan favorite, but he's also a locker room clown, right? He's a guy that's fun in the locker room. People love to be around him. Mm-hmm. Who was the clowniest, goofiest guy you ever played with? Go ahead, name him. Go ahead.
Well, we had some guys that were, you know, goofy, but weird. A couple of weird guys.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that true? In every sport, in every franchise, I guess in every business, there's that, too, right? There's always that one weird guy in the office. But there is always one weird guy on the team that everybody's like, oh, my God, why is he so? What is wrong with him?
Right.
You saw the Cubs last night. What about that outfielder there? The guy with all
Hunter
the hair.
Pence. Hunter Pence.
It looks like he was electrocuted before the game. But
didn't he look like he was in a little bit of a Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
Good way of putting it. Yeah.
Oglethorpe. Yeah. that's what he looked like. He's got, you know, he has a, you know, that guy, when he was with the Astros, he wasn't like that. He was like a clean cut and stuff, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
San Francisco. He must have stayed at the Holiday Inn I stayed at and caught on with the locals there. And
that's the look.
That's what it churns out, I guess.
What is there one key that you think of, you know, for your many years of being around the game of hockey? Is there something that this year you think that the Blackhawks, we should be looking for in the Blackhawks to do to retain that championship form?
Well, personally, we have to have two scoring lines. And last year, I mean, it's no secret that the Canes line carried us offensively. Mm-hmm. We need Tay's line to come back and have a big year. And then we get the two scoring lines, we'll be in good shape.
Tony, did you have a chance to watch any of the World Cup of Hockey? A lot of the Hawks players were there, Taves, Crawford, even Coach Q was on the bench with Team Canada. Did you see that? Did you like what you saw?
I saw some other games. I mean, I didn't see them all. I guess nobody did see them.
Right.
I mean, I didn't.
That Norway-Czech Republic. Didn't see that one.
Team didn't Canada. Catch it.
I just watched a little bit of Canadian team and American teams. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I could relate to them.
Right.
And I saw some of the final game between the European team. That's all I really saw. You know. I was a little disappointed in the United States team. I thought that they would do better.
Me too.
But that's the tournament, you know. If you're not hot at the right time, you don't win.
And Corey Crawford obviously played well, and he looks healthy, and that's important because it's tough. You know, in your position as goaltenders, that people don't understand how physically taxing that position is. And, you know, you talked about your workout regimen when you were a player. Not everybody else on your team worked out with the same ferocity that you did or still does, clearly. And so it's really important because you put your body in such weird positions, right? Isn't that the key? You got to stay limber.
I think that, you know, with the help of Scott Darling, you know, we can split it up a little more and give them a little more time because you know, the playoffs is like a mini season now.
Right. So long.
So during the year, you got to spell. You need two goalies.
Yeah.
One guy, I don't think, could carry the whole load and then have a good playoff.
Yeah.
So if you split them up and then in playoffs, you know, the guy, you know, your goalie is going good, or he might need a day off because he has a slight groin pull or something. You don't have to force him into it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
Because we have two quality guys. So I just want, want our team to start off really well and, you know, start off in the right path, and then, you know, you get a good start, and then there just seems to carry over, just like the Cubs did. They had their great start,
yeah,
and they had a slump, but I knew they were going to come out of it.
Yeah, same thing. Well, the Hawks had that last year, too.
Yeah, sure.
Were you a little ahead of your time in terms of the intensity of your workouts? I mean, sometimes you talk to players who played around the time of you, and they weren't as concerned about what they put in their body, the healthy eating that you see now, the intense workout regimens, the whole thing now. It seems like that part of the game has changed.
Well, there was this big thing that you shouldn't be lifting weights and stuff, you know, because you get too bulky and that. And I always lifted weights, and I ran a lot, and I played racquetball 3 or 4 days a week in the summer just to keep my reflexes going. So, mm-hmm. You know, I worked hard during the day at it, and then at night I relaxed and had fun. Had a few beers.
I never heard that about you, Tony.
No?
There was fun.
It's part of the legend.
Well, it's great to have you back. It's great to be here for the start of another season. It's going to be very exciting, and hockey is back.
I think we're going to be fine, and I hope to see you guys here a lot. And
we will be.
And a positive note, don't forget that. We'll do well.
Yes.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you very much, Tony. The great Tony O. Tony Esposito.